My dear devotees, please listen attentively to what happened next. From all over, expert nurses assembled. The gates and the rooms and the corridors of Nanda Bhavan were auspiciously decorated with long, long garlands of flowers. Everyone was already drowning in an ocean of happiness because the Supreme Lord personally was about to take birth. All the gopis stayed awake that night. But all of a sudden, as the hour of Krishna's appearance came closer, something very mysterious happened. Due to the influence of Yoga Maya, a very powerful spiritual influence covered the eyes of the gopis who were surrounding Mother Yashoda to give support, and they all closed their eyes. Yashoda Mata, also very untypical for such a situation, all of a sudden fell into a soft and restorative slumber. And then at around 12 o'clock, without any pain, which usually accompanies normal deliveries, Mother Yashoda gave birth to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear devotees, because the child came out shining like a bright sapphire, he appeared to be not a son. He was like a gem which came out of Mother Yashoda's birth. Womb. Now, exactly at the same time when Yashoda Mata gave birth to Krishna, a second very unusual birth took place in the prison, the high security tract of Kamsa. The eighth child of Devaki appeared at the midnight hour, simultaneously from Devaki's womb. That is described in great detail in the 10th canto, where it is described how the child somehow came out, stood on a lotus flower. He was very high and very shapely built, with a broad shoulder, slim waist, a yellowish dhoti, and four arms holding this Shankara, Chakra, Padma and Gada. He was fully decorated with a golden crown, and it was really not possible to imagine. I mean, a moment ago he was inside the womb, but he's so huge and he is so, the only word is the German word sperrig, Kanaka Kundalakana, on his two ears were golden earrings swinging. That's not how a birth, you put the earrings afterwards. But these, he came complete with earrings. And although he was as dark as a cloudy night, by the effulgence which came from his body, the entire prison cell was illuminated, and so was the heart of Yashoda, of Devaki, I'm sorry, and her husband Vasudev. When Devaki saw that wonderful child standing in a corner of the prison, blessing the entire world, she paid her obeisances with folded hands and offered prayers. But in the middle of her prayer session, she thought, oh no, Kamsa will come, and he will most probably try to kill this child like he has killed 6 children before it came. And she stopped praying. The Lord, as if knowing the mind of Devaki, said, continue, we have time. Let the demon Kamsa come. There's no problem. And Vasudev should also say some prayers. In this way, he encouraged Devaki and Vasudev, immediately lifting them beyond the atmosphere of the prison. My dear devotees, whenever Krishna appears in a devotee's mind or heart or before him, this is the immediate result. The devotee feels relieved from all anxieties, from all worries, from all imprisonment, and he becomes joyful, calling out, Shri Krishna ki! Yes. When Vasudev saw that amazing child, he immediately took a bath and gave 200,000 cows in charity to the Brahmanas. An outsider will ask, but didn't you say he was in the high security tract of the prison? There are no bathing facilities there, and also, where did he get the cows from in the prison? Was the prison all of a sudden a huge cow barn? Those who inquire like this do not yet understand the high level of Krishna consciousness in which Vasudev was. When you cannot do something physically, you can do it in the mind, and it will be accepted in the same way. My dear devotees, my dear friends, my dear skeptics, you also can give mountains of gold and charity in your mind. You can also, even when you have a broken leg, like our esteemed temple president, dance in your mind. And as you offer this to Krishna, he will accept. Prabhupada informs us that either in gross matter, that is when you physically do something, or in subtle matter, that is when your mind conceives of doing something for Krishna. After all, there's not a much difference. The word behind it is matter, no? Gross or subtle matter. You can offer it in your mind, and in this way give charity to the Brahmins and Vaishnavas. So as he sat there in deep, deep meditation, you know, offering the cows, and then this brahmana gets 10 cows, and that brahmana gets his more facility, 21 cows, and so on, he heard a voice, a deep voice rumbling like a thundercloud, immediately take me to Braj Gokul and put me on the lap of Yashoda Mata. He came out of his meditation and he saw the smiling face of Lord Vishnu looking at him. Again the Lord said, take me out of this prison, carry me over the Yamuna. And Vasudev thought, yeah, but you are so big. And the prison doors are tightly shut, as if the Lord could understand the mind of Vasudev. He immediately became very small, smiling at him, with his eyes very open, and he whispered, take me to Vrindavan. So Vasudev thought, but I have shackles, I'm chained with iron chains to the wall of this prison, how can I take you? But the moment he moved his arms, the shackles fell, the chains were rent asunder, and he, trembling with ecstasy, took that little baby boy. He looked to the door, but he thought, I should not doubt. All doors can open by a key, but I'm holding the supreme key in my our hands, the key which makes everything possible. It is the Lord who has inconceivable Shakti. So he took him, and as he approached the iron prison door, it opened. Then he saw there were guards before that prison door. They each had tigers as watchdogs. Watch tigers, you would say, properly. But the guards and their tigers were fast asleep by the influence of Yoga Maya. And as Vasudev carried his little boy through the corridors of that huge, huge, huge prison, the doors just opened, and he went out from the Mathura. At that time it started to rain, and thunderclaps were heard. But all of a sudden, as if there was nothing special about it, a huge multi-headed snake came, did the snake hood thing, you know, when they go like, and just acted as a natural umbrella against the rain, and followed after. It was no one else than Balaram, who had taken the form of Ananta Shesha. And they came to the edge or the bank of the river Jamuna. Now Jamuna was having very high waves due to the rain and the storm, so that it appeared absolutely impossible for anyone to even think of crossing here. Let us leave Vasudev for a moment, standing without any clue what to do next on the banks of the river Jamuna. Hare Krishna. Let us consider, however, one thing. When Vasudev took the Lord in his hand all doors opened and all shackles fell away. That is the blessing given to anyone and everyone who just connects with Krishna and who takes Krishna into his hands, who takes Krishna consciousness serious. He will find how, let us say, things that were impossible for him or her to even consider became possible, and all opportunities were granted. I do know many, many examples of Krishna conscious devotees in this community who could do extraordinary things because they surrendered unto Krishna. When you take Krishna and do anything, the word impossible is not there. But if you lose Krishna and do anything based on your own skills and abilities, you will find often obstacles. So, Vasudev now stood before the Jamuna, and there was no way to cross. Jamuna was very broad, kilometer broad, 1 kilometer and more broad. It was just not conceivable to even enter her water. But all of a sudden, a mysterious fox appeared. It was a relatively small size fox like this. It was a she fox, a lady fox. And she looked at Vasudev, who was hesitating, and then looked at the Jamuna, looked at Vasudev, and started to walk with her pawns into the Jamuna and found a crossing, you know, and walked over the crossing. And Vasudev thought, this is a messenger sent from above. Who was it? It was Yogamaya again, acting. The same Yogamaya who had opened the prison doors and put the watch tigers and the watchmen to sleep. The same Yogamaya who had been appearing just so quickly after Krishna had appeared. Krishna, you remember, had come in the midnight in Vrindavan, and he just moved quickly out of the womb of his sleeping mother, and dragged after him a golden girl called Yogamaya, slipped out of the womb, and became immediately very active. She had to open the prison doors, put everyone asleep, and she had to show the pathway over the Yamuna water. Exactly at the same time when Vasudev was leaving the prison of Kamsa, Yashomata and Vrindavan had given birth to a second child, daughter, Yogamaya. So this is a lot of things to hold. But if your mind says, this gets too complicated for me, wait, what will happen now? We are only starting with the mystery of Krishna's appearance. Let us summarize. Exactly at the same time when Yashoda Mata gave birth to Krishna and Vrindavan, who gave birth to a divine child in the prison house of Kamsa? Devaki, yes. And exactly at the time where Vasudev took that divine child, who had made himself into a portable version of himself, when Vasudev took that child out of the prison. Yoga Maya appeared, who did all kinds of arrangements and became that foxy lady, no, Lady Fox, Lady Fox, I'm sorry, and guided Vasudev over the Yamuna, which was in turmoil. Vasudev was only following one voice which had said, immediately take me to Vrindavan, without knowing exactly what his future would be. My dear devotees, the Lord in his four-armed form is also in your heart, and sometimes he gives you a divine order. Not all of us think it is possible and therefore ignore, but some of us have followed this divine order. For instance, when we made that decision, which was as substantial as the Himalaya mountain, that is to become a devotee, we didn't know what the future would bring, but we followed on good faith that order. Learn to follow the order of the Lord. He's close in your heart. And if you again and again ignore the order, the Lord will become silent, at least for some time. At that time, he will speak to you through the powerful material energy, and things will happen in your life which are hints in which way you might have to look to find the answer to a question which is bugging you, which is haunting you, which you cannot get rid of. But either directly or through his powerful energy, which works under the control of the eyes, really, of the Lord. The Lord just needs to look at it, and the powerful material energy will move. You are constantly getting inspirations. Please listen to them. So, Vasudev had just thought, how can I cross? But then he felt inspired to follow that, Lady Fox. And he came to the middle of the Yamuna. So just at that time, Yamuna thought, I want to touch the Lord's lotus feet, and jumped up and came very high. And when Vasudev looked in the basket in which he was carrying this child, or in his hands, the child was gone. He became frantic. No child any longer. Gone in the wild waters. Yamuna Devi had waited so long for the Lord to appear. Now it was her chance. She jumped. But something else took place, which is really mysterious. The Lord, which fell in the Yamuna, started to change. Finally, Vasudev saw that baby. He looked exactly the same. But he was different. And he took that baby and he ran through the wild waters, and the snake came after him, and he understood, I have little time left. And he went to the house of his friend Nanda Maharaj. There he somehow found the maternity room. And as he entered the maternity room, Yashoda Mata was sleeping. She had, and what he saw is, he was not sure what he saw. He was so under pressure. I need to come back. I'm now switching the babies. I'm taking my son and I'm leave him to the care of the Yashoda. He did not see that there was a boy also. And he put that boy on the lap of Yashoda. He saw the baby girl and he didn't notice how the boy, which he put there, became one with the other boy, which had been born by Mother Yashoda. He didn't even see the other boy. He just followed instructions, as we say in our movements. And he put the baby on the lap, and instead, without noticing really, he took the girl quickly and said, sorry, but Kamsa won't kill you. Sorry, Yashoda, but I need to protect my child. You take care of this little baby, a boy. You are very good people. And this way he will not be killed. The prophecy is that the eighth son will kill Kamsa. But this is a girl. Kamsa will see a girl and he will leave his murderous intent. So finally he took the daughter of Yashoda with him and brought her back to Mathura. Now the moment he entered the prison, the doors of the prison again closed. Then he went to the high security track, and one door after the other, there were many, closed. He went into the prison cell. Devaki was there breathlessly waiting if the swapping arrangement would work. When Yashoda, when Vasudev came in, totally upset about what he had done, this is a baby girl, he nodded to his wife, "Tike, mission fulfilled." The moment he came in to his place, the shackles jumped on his hands, the chains worked. From this you can learn. When you take Maya in your hands, you are shackled. Yes, there are so many instructions. This is the story of Krishna's tremendously wonderful birth. Anyone who hears this and doesn't fall asleep, I saw two of you, I will not. The names will be withheld in my memory. If you hear that with an open heart, you will not be forced to take your birth in the material world any longer. You're done. You are, this is a blessing which is there. What I can learn from this as a devotee, or someone who tries to be a devotee of Krishna, is that Krishna always moves in a mysterious way. His mind cannot be so easily understood. His movements are always wonderful, surprising, and always full of lessons for us. To hear about Krishna and his wonderful workings will help us lose interest of the ordinary activities of the world. Krishna makes his pastimes in such a way that we as conditioned souls can shift or transfer our attachments from the world of Maya to Krishna. And it will help us in our spiritual life to chant, in our spiritual life, to know something about the Lord whose name we chant. The moment you know more and more about the person whose name you chant, the chanting will become more relational. It will be more like a relation to Krishna. You will call for Krishna, you will chant for Krishna. And therefore, hearing about Krishna is the business of devotees. They come together, they relish the katha, and that helps them to be more in place at the right place when they chant. I will now stop. We will sing for the remaining time which we have. It's only 15 more minutes or 10 more minutes. But I want to request you to sit down straight.
What? Melody? What?
Yeah, yeah. Sit down straight. You may look a little bit to the left and the right, especially look to the altar. This is the same Lord who is there, who does all these things. And as you sing, try to sing for the Lord. I request you even to sit, all of you, in this direction. We will face the Lord. Speaking is over. Now Lord is totally there. And I request you to sing. And to, as you sing, offer something, a prayer, or at least your good attention.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare
appeared in Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda was asleep, and all the gopis were also asleep. There was only one someone who was not asleep, who had performed many, many sacrifices to be there and watch. It was an oil lamp, a steadily burning flame, nourished by oil, was there. And when the Krishna came, the oil, the fire, started to speak, Jai Shri Krishna. And Krishna smiled at his, the first kirtan which he heard from an oil lamp. And the first pronouncement, the first thing he said, or what came out of his mouth, is the sacred syllable Om. Krishna looked at the candle, the oil lamp, and said, Om, yes, I'm the Supreme Truth. Krishna, please. Now everyone kindly sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Manu, Manu!
Krishna, Hare Krishna.